Ah, for fuck's sake, here we go. Fucking Saturday morning at like 4 a.m. I had a fucking Monster energy drink. This fucking quitting drinking thing is fucking easy. Fucking no problem. It's not. Last weekend I had like the worst anxiety and I started getting like the brew shakes. It's like, that's how you know you have a problem. When you start getting the brew shakes, you're like sitting there, you get anxiety. You're like, I really want to fucking drink. Last weekend sucked, but I think I'm over it. I think I'm fucking good now. So I'm just going to rock energy drinks, cocaine, and weed. It's going to be the only things I'm high on this fucking cast. No more booze. And it's a good fucking thing, too. God damn. So, like, this week, on Sunday, I went and I take sleeping meds, right? And they're like sleeping meds, but they're also like a mood stabilizer, kind of like an antidepressant, but not really. So like, I haven't taken them in like 3 weeks because like I was on like 2 weeks and midnights or like 10 hour shifts. Like I was so tired. I didn't even want to go get them. So like, finally I went and got them and I went to the doctor and I was like, yo, like I haven't fucking had these in like 3 weeks. Like I fucking need them. I'm starting to get fucking pretty fucked up. And the doctor's like, man, like, do you take like this? I was like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, it's like changed, right? Like in the last like month. I was like, well, I haven't had to take a different pill because I've been doing that. You give me like a 6 month prescription. He's like, yeah, man, they changed it. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, well, another pharmaceutical company like bought it out and bought like the rights to it. So like now, like there's a lot of side effects. And I was like, man, like don't fucking tell me that. I haven't taken this shit in 3 weeks. And before that, I was taking it for 6 months. So like now it's going to change. I'm like, it's going to fuck me up. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, you should have come in before. Cause he's like, now like it's going to be really bad. I was like, well, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, well, like the new like side effect, like the biggest thing is like, number one, it's insomnia. I'm like, dude, look at my fucking chart. I already have insomnia. He's like, yeah. He's like, fuck. And he's like, number two is night terrors. I'm like, what the night terror? What the fuck is that? He's like, it's like a nightmare, but like you wake up screaming or you like you'll sleepwalk and just go and like walk in places. I'm like, dude, I have a newborn baby. I'm like, I can't be pulling some goddamn Candyman shit where I just go kill my child, my wife, or some shit. Don't fucking give me that shit. He's like, no. Like, it's just nightmares. I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, just like, what we're going to do is, he's like, we're just going to fucking take it slow. He's like, just take a little bit of the medication and then we'll fucking see how it goes. I'm like, okay. First fucking night I take the shit, it's fucking Sunday night. I fucking take it. I was like, all right, like I'm in a good mood. Everything's going to take it. It's like literally the craziest cocksucking dream ever. I had like a dream that I like beat up my fucking wife. Fucking like dragged her down the stairs by her hair and I was like yelling at her. And then I woke up and for like, I swear to God, for 5 minutes after I was like, where the fuck is the wife? And like, she was downstairs, the baby. I like ran downstairs. I'm like, hey, are you okay? She's like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, no, I'm just making sure you're okay. I just went back upstairs. I'm like, yo, fuck. This literally continued every single night, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Every night I had a fucked up dream. It's either like I got a dream I had a DUI, like drinking while driving, or I had like a fucking dream that I stole money from like a charity. Like, are these all like my subconscious worries or some shit that are like manifesting into my dreams now that I'm taking this new fucked up pill that they screwed with? God damn it, I hope not. Fuck. So finally, like on like Thursday, it went away. And then I started feeling happy again. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm all right now. I'm like, I'm feeling pretty fucking good. Like, the pills are kicking in. I'm not having goddamn crazy cocksucking nightmares and shit anymore. I'm like, this week's going to be okay. We're good. And then, like, I got like this Asian dude on my fucking line. Really fucking chill, dude. And he's like, yeah, man, like, I really like fishing. I was like, oh, fuck, man, really? Like, not me. Like, I fucking hate fishing. You just sit around and do fuck all. He's like, oh, it's relaxing. I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, do you know any place to go fishing? I was like, I don't know, man. Like, 10 years ago, this guy told me about, like, this fishing spot, like, outside of our town. Like, yeah, it's like, there's, like, only one trail to get to it. He's like, oh, I'm going to try that out. I'm like, oh, cool, man. It's like, the next day, he's like, hey, man, I tried that fucking pond you talked about. It's like, yeah, man, what about it? How was it? He's like, man, they kicked me off the property. I'm like, who kicked you off the property? He's like, yeah, there was like all these guys and they saw me fishing with my dog. And then they just like walked up to me and they're like, you're on the wrong lake. And he's like, oh, like my buddy told me to come here. And they're like, yeah, your buddy's wrong. Get the fuck out of here right now. He's like, you're not welcome here. And he's like, why aren't I welcome? And he's like, they start saying all this racist shit to him. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking sorry. He's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Did you send me to like some like racist fucking pond? I'm like, I don't fucking think so, man. I'm like, I know people that went fishing there. I'm like, oh, wait, they were all white and they were all redneck. Fuck, bud. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to send you to some racist fishing pond. And he's just like, no, it's okay. Like, it was just really weird. Like, they kicked me off the property. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking sorry, man. He's like a really chill dude, so I felt really bad about it, but I was like, how the fuck would I know? I don't fucking know that shit. Like, Jesus Christ. And then Thursday, we had a bit of downtime, and I talked to this fucking new guy. He like literally looks like Fred Penner. Like, remember Fred Penner that would come out of the fucking like log? He was a children's fucking like entertainer. In Canada, you would know him for sure, but like in the States, I don't think you guys would know him, but fucking motherfucker looks like him. But he's like retired, and I think I talked about him before. Like, he just loves to let it ride. And fucking, I was talking to him, and I was like, man, like, what's the word? He's like, oh, you know, just fucking, you know, I'm just coming back here to fill my time. He's like, I retired, I got an $800,000 buyout, and I got bored, you know, being at home all the time. I just got fucking bored, so I came back to work. I'm like, that's cool, man. Like, you know, like, what's your gig? What do you like to do? And he's like, without a fucking hesitation, he's just like, drugs. I'm like, what? Drugs. Since I retired, I tried cocaine at a softball tournament, and I didn't like it. Gave me a headache. I'm like, well, number one, you shouldn't be doing cocaine while playing fucking physical sports because your fucking heart could just fucking stop. So don't ever do that again. He's like, yeah, that might have been some. But like, I did that, and like, I've done mushrooms, I've done weed, I've done everything I really could. I'm like, have you done Molly? He's like, no, I haven't tried Molly. I'm like, oh, dude. Let me tell you about Molly. It is fucking the greatest hug in the world from a gorgeous woman. It's just great sex, great high, great everything. It's my drug of choice. He's like, can you get me some? I'm like, sure, man. I'm like, I'll get you some fucking Molly, no problem. He's like, all right, man. Like, we'll fucking meet up sometime and I'll get the Molly and then I want to try it. I'm like, okay, sounds good, bro. Like, what kind of fucking dude just like retires, comes back to work, and then fucking just like, he's just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'm not doing anything anyways. I might as well do some drugs. And he like told me before, he's like, I never did cocaine my entire life. I never smoked weed my entire life. And he's like, when I retired, I was just like, fuck it. I'm like, okay, man. Like, fuck, whatever. So I'm going to get that motherfucker some Molly, see how that fucking goes. And he's talking to me and shit. And he's like, man, do you know Jesse? Like, and I was like, that's the dude I drive with, like, fucking big ass stoner, fucking awesome dude. And I was like, yeah, man, like, why? He's like, man, Jesse got me on these, like, they're like pre-roll marijuana, but they're like pre-rolls infused with hash and like terpenes and all this crazy shit. And I was like, oh yeah, man, like, yeah, me and Jesse smoked that shit on the way home. Like, it fucking hits you hard. It's like the heroin of marijuana. And he's like, yeah, like, I got one the other day, and it was water hash, and I smoked it, and I swear to God, I didn't get off my couch for about 6 hours. I sat in my couch and just watched TV and ate chips. I'm like, be careful with those, dude. Like I said, they're the heroin of cannabis. Don't fuck with that. He's like, yeah, like, he just told me, he's like, and I could just hear him saying, he's just like, oh man, it's no big deal, like, you know, it's just weed. And I, in my head, I can hear Jesse like, man, it's no big deal, bro, like, it's just an infused pre-roll, like, it'll fuck you up, you're good, just get one. I'm like, dude, like, don't be giving that old man fucking crazy fucking cannabis shit, like, he's gonna fucking die, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, man, he's just looking for a good time, bro. That's all he wants, a good time. I'm like, okay. Then I guess we'll give him a good time, I suppose. Fuck. And then yesterday, I've met this girl once before at work. And it's like a factory girl. And when I say a factory girl, if you worked in a factory, all factory girls are somewhat the same. They're whores, they have dirty mouths, and they love attention, right? Oh my God, I met the queen of them. Oh my God. I'm not even going to say her name because I'm afraid she'll fucking hear this and she'll come after me. She would. She would come after me and cut my nuts off. But I met her today. And me and this other buddy of mine, we're just shooting the shit. We're talking shit about this one guy. And she comes up and she's like, "You guys talking about so-and-so?" We're like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, "I hate that fat motherfucker. He you know why he's so fucking mad all the time? Because he can't find his dick because he's so fucking fat." And then she looks over at me and she's like, "No offense to you." I'm like, "Yo, that dude's 250 pounds more than me." I'm like, "I can find my own dick, thank you very much." And she's like, no, just no offense, because you're fat." I'm like, "Bitch, I will fucking choke you, you little bitch." And the thing about I always I'm really good at talking shit. So I immediately picked up that she had a cleft palate. It's when your top of your mouth isn't developed, so you have to talk out the side of your mouth and you try to compensate for it, so you sound like a fucking idiot. She had that. I was gonna be like, "How about I fucking stick my fucking tiny fat dick in your crooked mouth and skull fuck you, you fucking ugly bitch?" And I was like, "No, don't do that. Keep it cool. Keep it chill." And then all of a sudden, my buddy, he's like, "No, man, Ryan's not fat. He's just chunky. He's husky. He's husky." I'm like, "Thank you, Kenny. Thank you for calling me husky, you fucking asshole. Just Jesus Christ." And then she's like, "Oh, yeah, no big deal." And I was like, I was about to attack. And then she's just like, "Yeah, I got written up today." "What'd you get written up for?" "Oh, I told my supervisor that the only blowjobs he would get would be from a fucking strip club." I was like, "Yeah, that will get you written up. Good job. You really didn't see that one coming. You didn't think to say that, and you getting shit." She's like, "Ah, it's the fucking third one I have this year." I'm like, "Oh my God, you are a classy bitch." And then she goes on and whatever. She's carrying on like a fucking, every second word is fuck. And I was like, "Yo, your name is so-and-so." And she's like, "Yeah, so." I'm like, "Honestly, your reputation precedes you. You are a fucking, you're a class act. What the fuck?" And all of a sudden, this Asian dude's fucking chill as fuck. He comes up and he's just like, "Hey guys, I'm like, yo, what's going on, bro?" And she looks over at him and she's like, are you from the Philippines?" And he's like, "No, I'm from I am from the Philippines, I guess, yeah." And she's like, "Goma duasu." And he looks at her and he's like, "I'm not a motherfucker. You're a motherfucker." And then I look at him and he's like, "She just called me a motherfucker in Vietnamese." And I was like, I look at her. I'm like, "Bitch, you can curse in different languages." I'm like, "Oh my God, you are a class act. That's in fucking sanity. How the fuck would she even know that?" So I'm like, "How the fuck can you curse in other languages?" I'm like, my buddy fucking Kay starts laughing. I'm like, she fucking pisses off. I'm like, fuck, this bitch is crazy. So I couldn't let it go. Her fucking calling me out for being fat. I was like, "Fuck you, bitch." I'm like, I'm all pissed off. I'm like, I'm gonna get her back. I'm gonna fuck her. I'm gonna do something. And then I was talking to this other dude, fucking Maddie. I was like, "Maddie," I'm like, "what the fuck's with that bitch, bro?" He's like, "Dude, do you know about her?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Tell me." He's like, "Man, she married a Filipino guy, eh? And the Filipino guy would beat the fucking shit out of her." And I was like, "Honestly, I can see why. Cause I would probably beat the shit out of her too if she was my wife." He's like, "Oh man, one time," he's like, "I used to be her fucking, I used to be her boss." And he's like, "One day she was mouthing off about my wife and shit. And I turned around and I was like, no wonder your fucking goddamn Filipino husband beat the shit out of you." He's like, "You fucking deserved it." And then without a fucking heartbeat, he said, she just turned around. And she's like, "Oh, are we starting to cut deep? Fucking game on, motherfucker." And then she just starts fucking slinging shit at him. That's just the evilest shit. "I heard your fucking daughter sucks dick. Fuck you." Just goes on a tirade. I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" He's like, "Man, don't fuck with her." He's like, "You will never win against her. She has the strongest, dirtiest, fucking quick-witted whore mouth you've ever seen in your life." I was like, "Dude, I kind of want to fuck her now. Because if any woman that talks like that normally, like just normally in normal conversation, they probably like will lick your asshole, suck your balls, and do everything in bed. And he's just like, man, stay the fuck away from her. It's like, you know what? I'm going to take that fucking advice. I am going to stay the fuck away from that fucking broad because she is like the devil, but she's so fucking interesting. I just want to be like, bitch, you'll get drunk sometime. And then like I said to another guy, I was like, man, that fucking broad, dude. And I sat and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, dude, she's been fucking crazy for a long time. He's like, you know, she's Portuguese, eh? And like right there, I knew it. I'm like, Portuguese bitches are insane. So I was like, all right, fuck, I'm going to leave her alone if she's Portuguese. They're like, yeah, dude, leave her the fuck alone. She will bury you. I'm like, I just can't accept it. I just can't accept it. But she has a sharp mouth. Like my other buddy's like, man, like, do you know what she said to me one time? I'm like, what? He's like, one time she was like cursing up a storm, like, cunt, 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 fuck, shit, fuck, cunt. And I looked at her and I said, I was like, do you kiss your fucking mother with that mouth? And he's like, dude, she just turned to me in a split second and was just like, no, but I fucking tongue fuck your mother with it, you cunt. I was like, tongue fuck your mother with it, you cunt. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I really like this bitch. Every time I see her now, I'm just going to be like, hey, suck a dick and see what she says. Oh, fuck. What are we at? Oh, we're at 16, 16 and a half. You know what? Fuck it. We'll make it a short fucking episode this week. I got to take a shit and fucking conduct myself. So, motherfuckers, have a good fucking weekend. Get fucked up and we'll see you next week.